Karen Conti is in our studio. You hear her Sunday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. I heard her last night on WGN Radio. She's an attorney, and we frequently turn to her for legal opinions and advice. Karen, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, John, and gosh, I'm such a boring guest compared to your last guest.
You know, we talk about such complicated and events that give us all such angst. Every now and then, you just need a spaceman.
I do. You
just
do.
Throw on a spaceman. Just throw on a guy who goes, I think I'll shoot myself up into the sky and see if the earth is now. That's sort of a palate cleanser for those of us that are watching the Stormy Daniels story. You watched the interview last night?
I watched portions of it, yes.
And what was your takeaway?
Well, you know, she's a business person. This is good for her business. And people are saying, why are you doing this? But this is what she does.
Did you find her credible?
Yes, I did.
Believed her version of the events.
I do.
And so why is she coming out then? I mean, she said, I hate that they're saying this stuff about me, that I accepted hush money, that I had this one night stand with the president. I don't want my daughter to find out about that someday through them. So she says she's going to own the story. And I'm thinking, lady, when your daughter gets to be a certain age, this story will not be your biggest problem. It'll be your daughter discovering what else you do for a living. I mean, really. What do you think her motivation is here?
My guess would be is that she just had enough of the innuendo and enough of the talk, and she decided she can make more money by coming out and breaching her non-disclosure clause. My guess is that she weighed the options and thought to herself, I'm going to violate this. Let him come sue me. I'll still make more money.
When she cashes the check, though, isn't that sort of cashing the contract? That's an acceptance of the contract?
Well, yes. She filed a lawsuit in California. It's called an injunction. And that injunction was to declare her contract to be invalid because Trump didn't sign it. That's really going nowhere, John. Absolutely nowhere. Because you're right. If there's a contract with terms, and this was a very detailed contract, and everyone knew who the parties were, even though they used fake names, Stormy Daniels signed it herself. Trump did not sign it, but she received the money and accepted it. And under contract law, basic contract law, you have an offer, an acceptance, and what we call consideration, which is the money, and that was accepted. And the contract is valid.
Those elements. You need offer. You need acceptance. You need what are the three things?
Consideration, which is something for that. Quid pro quo. I'm going to give you money. You agree to do something else.
Well, how important is a person's signature? The president didn't sign that document. I don't know why, but he didn't sign it.
But he paid. And he paid through his agent. He didn't himself pay, but his agent did, which binds him.
You don't know
we
that.
We don't know that.
You don't know that the agent paid, his attorney paid, right?
That's right. Who is his agent?
How unusual is that?
Oh, very unusual. I would never pay for my client's contract obligations. I just wouldn't. It murkies things up. I think there's something slightly unethical about it. And there's certain people who say that's a violation of campaign laws. And if he did this in forward trying to make sure that Trump won, that could be deemed to be campaign money and it was not disclosed.
But you know what, Karen, that keeps coming up. What's the penalty there? Is it one slap on the wrist or two?
Yeah.
There's really not much teeth there, is there, if he made a bad campaign contribution?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's going to get into big trouble. The lawyer, though, could get into some trouble. If he facilitated the breaking of the law, his bar commission might take that seriously and say, you helped him violate the law and could take his license away for a period of time.
And there must be some penalty, right, Steve? I mean, if ever you were going to throw the book at somebody, you know, this would be the time to do it, to sort of keep this thing from happening down the road and to punish the guy.
I really don't know the answer to it, but Karen knows it. But I mean, I feel like sometimes there are fines or things like that. But you're right, maybe the punishment more would be in disbarment for the lawyer.
Well, and do you remember the John Edwards case? There was a situation analogous to this, where I believe there was some money paid, some hush money paid, and he got in trouble for it. But there were other allegations in that case, but certainly it didn't help him in his criminal matter.
And he wasn't anywhere near as close to the election as Donald Trump was at the time. He was a candidate and the money was paid and she cashes the check. That was just weeks, days before the election. So it does make it look, it's either a coincidence that it happened just then, or they expedited it and she cashed it in exchange for her silence to help Donald Trump get elected.
Well, that's right.
This was on the heels of the Access Hollywood tapes. So you can see why they would really want to make this deal happen.
You know, I just want to interject. A lot of people are saying Stormy Daniels is a horrible person, and she might be. I don't know. And I don't certainly, you know, I don't do that for a living. But Donald Trump chose to hang out with her. Donald Trump chose, apparently, to have sex with her. Donald Trump chose to enter into a contract and pay her off. She's just doing what she does. This is her business. It's tawdry, right? But this is how she makes her money. So I guess I just look and I say, maybe our president should have been choosing his friends a little more carefully.
I'm not arguing with you on any of that, but I think really the only thing that, I mean, we all say that maybe, but we don't have any proof of that. You know what I mean? For instance, the only thing that we can be certain of is that his attorney, Michael Cohen, paid $130,000 to her of his own money. He said he did that. He said that Donald Trump didn't know, and Donald Trump said he never met the woman. He said that he didn't do it for the campaign or for the company, even though he was working for the company at the time. He said he did it on his own out of allegiance to his friend Donald Trump. That's his story. Now, that doesn't pass the smell test.
No.
But we don't. But I don't know that technically we can say anything other than that, right? We haven't proven anything other than
that. It is very hard to prove things outside of court, number one. And number two, it's hard to prove things that happened one-on-one. And that's why sexual harassment, sexual issues are so difficult to prove. When you say prove beyond a reasonable doubt, which is not the standard in any of this stuff that we're talking about, it is between two people who probably didn't have any witnesses to it. So are we ever going to know the whole detail? I don't think so.
That's why I don't think there's anything on that DVD. You think there may be. But if she only had a one-night stand with him, I don't suppose she had a camera with her then. I don't know what other video she would have that would incriminate him.
This is her business, though, John. Her business is cameras.
So you think that they actually have something on Donald Trump?
I am speculating with the best of them.
Yeah.
But I guess it wouldn't surprise me.
Non-disclosure agreements. I think a lot of us are new to that phrase. I mean, maybe we've heard about them before, but we've never seen them sort of, you know, detailed and fought over like this before. That's an NDA, right?
Right.
And that's a common thing?
Very common. So if you, let's just say you sue WGN for employment discrimination and you settle with WGN, mandatory standard non-disclosure agreement. You're going to never talk about it. You're never going to discuss the terms of it. And you're not going to tell anybody except your wife and your accountant. And that's very standard in any settlement agreement.
And is there usually written then into that a penalty if I violate the agreement?
Sometimes it has a penalty. We call that a liquidation clause, where it would be $100,000 penalty. Or sometimes it just says that the party that's aggrieved can go back to court and sue for damages.
In her case, it would be $1 million for each instance. Is that typical?
That's not very typical. That may not be enforceable. That particular provision may not be enforceable.
Well, even if it was, good luck getting it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I'll bet she doesn't have $20 million.
Probably not.
So if you violate that, then you have to... Could you go to jail for that?
You couldn't go to jail. No, it's just a civil remedy. So for people out there who have signed confidentiality agreements because they've settled a case, litigation case, remember that you're always bound by that. And if you were to say something online or to somebody offhandedly, you could be brought back into court and you could be sued for money damages or to get the money back.
Do you have any idea why they used fake names? I mean, some of the documents linked the names anyway. So what was the point of that?
I don't understand that. It makes no sense, because anyone who saw this agreement could put two and two together here. So I don't know. It's very strange to me.
She also said that you can tell that I was coerced because I did it for such a small amount of money with so many constraints so close to the election. Of course, this is a bad deal for me. I could have made more. Is that any kind of defense, though, that the deal was a bad one?
Absolutely not. Duress has to be literally a gun to your head. No one sat her down and told her if she didn't sign this, someone was going to take her life. No, there's no duress argument here.
Although there is some duress maybe executed when they threatened her at the health club. She's getting out, her kid's getting out of the car, and somebody comes up and says it'd be awful bad if something happened to mommy here. We don't know if that happened, and we don't know who sent that bag man to intimidate her. But I presume that's a violation of the law.
Well, but we don't know who, like you said, who sent that person. It could be that it was someone who heard about it and it was a Trump supporter. Boy, that was a Freudian slip.
No, but really, it could have been somebody acting on their own.
Exactly. So unless you can tie that person to Donald Trump and Donald Trump told that person to do it, I don't see that that makes it duress in this contract.
Okay. What else should I know about this story? What else is troubling to you?
Well, first, from a legal standpoint, there's an interesting twist, and that's arbitration. A lot of people don't know what that means. There's an arbitration clause in this agreement, which means that instead of going to court, which is what she did, she must go to arbitration, which is like a pseudo court. It's a, not the court in the courthouse, but a private judge who's going to decide things. Because she's chosen not to do that, she's actually in violation of that agreement. So there's going to be a fight between the arbitration and the court as to who gets to decide if this contract is valid. But meanwhile, John, we all know what's going on, right? So all of the reasons that we have this non-disclosure are out the door.
Sure.
It's toothpaste out of the tube.
But are they saying that since Trump's attorneys spoke about it, he was the first one to sort of break this non-disclosure agreement. Is it true then that if one side violates it, then the other side is free to talk as well?
That's the best argument she has in why this is not enforceable. It's called like an anticipatory breach is what we call it in the law, which means that I agree to be bound by the terms of this thing, but because you did it first, I now am not bound by the terms.
Dave, you had a question. You're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you? Hi.
Yeah, I have a question for you. Good afternoon. Does anybody put a price on, I guess the word respectability, or it could, maybe there's another word out there, but if somebody does speak up over an NDA or outside of it, once it goes out in public, it's kind of hard to bring back. You know, somebody calls you this or that, or blames you for this or that, you know, then it's in denial, or I wasn't there, or, you know, all that kind of field, but how do they put a value on it?
Are you talking about the $130,000, or are you talking about how much the penalty should be for her then?
Well, either. I mean, maybe $130,000 for the hush money, but how do you say my respectability is worth, you know, in my opinion, maybe this person doesn't have any, at least in this case or any case, but how does somebody come up with a figure?
Well, and that's just as how angry you can make a jury is the answer to that. So let's just say it goes to a full trial and there's a jury sitting there and I'm the lawyer who's arguing that Donald Trump's otherwise untarnished reputation has been injured forever and he as a president was distracted. And how much money is that worth? I don't know, jury. You tell me. And I argue it's worth $50 million.
You think this will go down that road?
I don't think it's going to get that far. I don't think Donald Trump... If I were his lawyer, I'd say, leave this alone. Let it go. It's going to die a natural death. There's going to be some other news story that takes care of it. I think that it's going to go away.
But is this a fair question? Just in general, who do you think is more right in this case? Is she right because she feels intimidated and they broke the agreement and so she gets to talk? Or should she not be talking? She's in the wrong here.
Just from a standpoint of contract law, I think she violated the contract. I think there was a valid contract, and I think she violated it. Maybe there was an argument of this anticipatory breach, but she probably would have been safer just not saying anything, and then nod, nod, wink, wink, and she can make money based upon her reputation.
But maybe so, but maybe not. I mean, we don't know about her link to the president. If this whole thing isn't out in the public, that's the violation of the contract. So she's got $130,000. Now he's Donald Trump, and she's thinking, dang, I should have got more. So maybe if I blow this thing up, I will. She's getting more money on the road now, and who knows what she's going to be worth ultimately. But none of that happens if she doesn't violate the terms of the contract, right?
Well, that's true. But also, Donald Trump has been known to talk about things. And, you know, we saw this with Bill Cosby. He said horrible things about some of these women who were accusing him, and he sued them for defamation, which opened the door. So, you know, you got to leave well enough alone in a way, too. So you got to give him a little blame, although I do have to say I think she violated her contract with him.
And are we going to get a decision on that? Is somebody going to tell us what the outcome of this is?
If it's arbitration, it's private, so we'll never know unless someone violates their NDA. It's court, it's public record, and we'll get to read the opinion.
Karen Conti's on WGN Radio Sunday nights from, what did I say,
7 to 9.
And you hear her with Steve Cochran now and again, and she was kind enough to come over and help us out with this today. Karen, thanks for saying hi.
Good to see you, John.